Good morning. It's 21st of March. Our New Testament reading today is Luke 12. I'm going to read to you from Brother Melva Purkis. Jesus issued a warning when he said, "Take heed and beware of covetousness. A man's life consisteth not in the abundance of the things which he possesseth." To bring home the lesson of this, Jesus told the story of the rich fool. A farmer was blessed in the fruits of the field. The earth brought forth abundantly, and his barns were quickly filled. Because the man had forgotten the giver in the enjoyment of the gifts, his problem of accommodation became a crisis in his life. The words of David should have warned him, "If riches increase, set not thy heart on them." But instead, he pondered the question, "What shall I do? Because I have no room where to bestow my fruits." The solution could not have been far away. There were many barns lying empty around him, many mouths hungry for the good things which embarrassed him. But he was too busy glorying in the things of the flesh to look beyond the confines of his own estate. He made his decision. "This will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater, and there will I bestow all my goods and my fruits." Then Jesus tore down the veil between action and motive and revealed the true reason for his decision. "And I will say to my soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry." Here was a man who literally made provision for the things of the flesh to fulfil the lusts thereof. With what insight Jesus made the man address his own soul. But while the man was conversing with himself on his future delights, the Creator he had forgotten had determined his end. "Thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee." In a moment his foresight was turned to folly, the years of comfort reduced to a few short hours. The accumulated treasure was to be enjoyed by others. Now his poverty was manifest. He could not willingly commit himself to God in the joyous consciousness that his true riches were yet to be. He would be torn away from his earthly riches to face a spiritual bankruptcy, which would be final. "So," said Jesus, "is he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God." Jesus did not attribute this tragedy to the fact that this man, blessed of God, was rich, but to his lack of real acknowledgement of the giver of every good and perfect gift. That grievous error led to the next. He loved his possessions, using them for his own fleshly ambitions, rather than as an instrument through which he could express his thankfulness in loving service to the need of others. The interruption was not, after all, a break in the context of the Lord's earlier discourse. It was rather a warning which demonstrated the unhappy effect of self-sufficiency. So he was able to continue where he had left off and tell them in words which will never lose their force that man's sufficiency is of God. The only man who is truly rich is the man who is rich toward God. Nor will he be poor in the things of this life, for he is in the care of the one who feeds the ravens and adorns the lilies of the field. It was on this occasion that Jesus spoke for the first time openly of his return to the earth. Today these words become an urgent challenge. "Let your loins be girded about and your lights burning, and ye yourselves like unto men that wait for their Lord, when he will return from the wedding, that when he cometh and knocketh, they may open unto him immediately." Thank you for listening.